some podcasts, your customer listens to a handful of podcasts. They're usually loyal fans. They listen to each and every episode, and they choose to spend 30 to 45 minutes listening to a particular episode. So when they talk about your brand, your customer really is there listening and engaged. And so instead of competing for attention, you actually capture attention through podcasts. So we can also see that in the ROI and how the podcasts are performing as a direct response channel.
You're listening to the Keep Optimizing Podcast to increase your traffic, improve your conversion rates, and grow your profits.
Hello and welcome. I'm Chloe Thomas, the host of the E-commerce Marketing Focused Podcast. If you're not familiar with our format, every five episodes, we switch our focus to a different marketing method, like email or SEO or Facebook ads, and pick up the thread from the last time we covered it. In each episode, we release a new one every Wednesday. I get to interview a different expert to explore how the latest advice will help you make that marketing method work better for you. Quick shout out before we get started. A huge thanks to Guy Barnhart, who commented on Spotify episode 246, where we were chatting with Matthew Holman about retention, and said, absolutely brilliant episode. So much good content, worth a double or triple listen. That is the type of comment I love. Thank you so much, Guy, for adding that one. And I hope you like this episode as much as you like that one. Now, at the moment, we're in our annual Things You Need to Know Before Peak thread. Last time, we looked at how the smart marketers are using AI with Lucy Bloomfield. Super fascinating episode, well worth a listen. This time, though, we're diving into podcast advertising, which has evolved hugely over the last couple of years, and which many e-commerce and D2C brands are now using to drive trackable customer acquisition. I met our guest at this year's podcast show in London and was so impressed by what Red Circle are doing that I've actually moved all our podcasts over to them as well. So you are kind of listening to this thanks to Red Circle, which is kind of cool. But my perspective on ads is from the publisher side, and you're all more interested in the advertiser even side of it all. So it's very cool to get Anna. It's very cool for me to get to catch up with Anna again, but it's also very cool to get Anna on the show to share with you all how podcast advertising might work for you, how to make the most of it, and also how to make it work for you this very peak season. There's still plenty of time to make that happen. So do make sure you listen right to the end, because she's also sharing some brilliant insider tips that you don't want to miss. And I'll be doing a little sum up as well. Are you ready to try TikTok ads? Success on TikTok comes from embracing all the opportunities the platform's ecosystem provides. Organic brand posts, live streaming, affiliates and creators, TikTok shop, and of course, the advertising platform. So, are you ready to try TikTok ads? Now is the perfect time to get your TikTok ads up and running. Available in more than 150 markets in 75 languages, no video app is on more mobile devices worldwide. And get this, of TikTok's millions of users, one in four can't be found on any other platform. Don't start with TikTok ads without checking the latest new advertiser deal. Find it at keepopt.com/TikTok ads. That's keepopt.com/TikTok ads. TikTok ads. All one word. I'd love to hear how you get on.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
In this episode, I'm chatting with podcast advertising expert Anna Ratala. Anna is the marketing director at podcast advertising platform Red Circle. She's been deep in the world of podcast advertising since 2020, helping all sorts of businesses grow their revenue from podcast advertising. Hello, Anna.
Hi, Chloe. Thanks for having me. I love it that this is the way how we reconnect after our first encounter, which was in May in London.
Yes, it's very, very cool. I always, I always love it when my worlds overlap. So it's always very cool to get a podcasty person onto my podcast in the e-commerce world. So very cool to have you here. Now, how did you end up in the world of podcast advertising? Because it's still quite a niche, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what? It's really funny. I was, so in 2019, I joined a startup program by an early stage VC where, you know, we had a bunch of founders from different backgrounds, and the program helped you to find a co-founder, validate certain business ideas. And I met, so obviously, you know, in tech startup world, majority of those attendees were guys. And then I met three amazing women that we really connected with. And we were like, hey, let's do a side hustle. Let's record a podcast. We actually really wanted to drink wine and talk about entrepreneurship and business and leadership and all that stuff. So we set aside a weekend to record a podcast. And I was like, you know what? We should get a sponsor. Who wouldn't want to sponsor our amazing content? And I went online trying to find a platform that would help me connect with brands, right? The same way you have tons of platforms that help connect social media influencers with advertisers. And I was so surprised that there was no platform connecting brands with podcasters. Instead, I found a lot of, you know, data and research about podcasting, podcast advertising. And like I said, this was 2019. So this is when sort of podcast advertising became more of a thing. And, you know, Spotify was investing a lot in buying podcasting companies. You know, I think the Obamas started their podcast. Like, podcasting just became this boom and talk of the town. And I said, you know what? I want to build a platform that helps brands to get on board with it, to help brands find the most relevant, you know, podcasts that their customers listen to and book host read ads in an easy, efficient, you know, scalable way. And that's what I ended up doing. I moved to New York, I found my co-founder, moved to New York. We raised some VC funding and we built that platform. And funny enough, there was another company that was building something like us called Red Circle. They were our closest competitor. They were, you know, further along, and we always looked up to them and said, oh, like, we wish we can one day become like them. And unfortunately, my startup did not sort of survive the valley of death that many startups die in. So I had to close it down. But I talked to Red Circle, you know, founders, and realized that their vision was very similar for the future of podcasting, and they were so passionate about helping advertisers really kind of utilize this amazing medium to share their message at scale through podcasters, through audio influencers, and they were looking for somebody to come run their marketing, and here I am.
Very cool. And I have to say, as someone who's been a publisher in the podcasting world and observing the advertising world in podcasting from that angle, it's amazing how it's developed over the last 10 years, but hugely over the last 2 years. And when I first started, there was barely any brands, barely any e-commerce stores doing any advertising on podcasts. And now you can't move for them. I mean, D2C and e-commerce is one of the sexiest areas of podcast advertising right now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And podcast advertising is actually the fastest growing advertising channel currently. It grows at 26% year on year, much faster than like general digital advertising. So it's really, really the place to be. And I think, you know, for a big part, it's also because there, you know, in the past, you know, 2, 3, 4 years, a lot of tools have come, you know, about to help with that, to help find the right fit, but also to help track. I mean, you know, some years ago, it was like you could track promo codes and see if, you know, your ads were successful. And now you have attribution pixels and way more robust ways to track the attribution and the ROI. And I think that's made a big difference.
Yeah, it's kind of dealt with the two biggest barriers to entry. One, individual relationships with every show. And secondly, well, is it even working? Which stopped exactly a lot of people, didn't it?
Yes.
So given we've now got that trackability, are you finding most people, most e-commerce brands, most product sellers are now coming to it because they can use it as a performance channel, not just a brand awareness top of funnel channel?
Absolutely. It's a great performance channel and it's working. And specifically, if you compare it to, you know, I think a lot of people like to compare it a little bit to sort of social media advertising, right? And working with social media influencers, especially if you talk about host read podcast ads, which are, you know, the host recommendations. And you can compare that to social media influencers. And the ROI is just drastically different, right? Because in social media, you have to compete for attention. There's tons, thousands of creators. And when your customer goes on, you know, Instagram, they don't go there to look for that one influencer. They just go to see what's up, you know, and they've got about 2 seconds to decide if they want to listen to a particular influencer talk about your brand or not until they swipe away, right? So you have a lot of, it's a very fragmented space and you have a lot of competition for attention. Whereas on podcasts, your customer listens to a handful of podcasts. They're usually loyal fans. They listen to each and every episode and they choose to spend 30 to 45 minutes listening to a particular episode. So when they talk about your brand, your customer really is there listening and engaged. And so instead of competing for attention, you actually capture attention through podcasts. So we can also see that in the ROI and how the podcasts are performing as a direct response channel.
Nice. So big questions I'm going to assume the audience has as they try and work out if they should do this. First off, how do you select where you put your ads? You know, are you choosing individual podcasts? Are you choosing themes? How do you go about the targeting side of all of this?
Great question. So let's maybe identify first that there are two types of podcast ads, programmatic and host read. Programmatic, which I'm sure your listeners are familiar with the term, but in the podcasting world, it basically just means pre-produced, announcer-read, like jingle. It's a file that you produce, you give to, you know, a podcast network, and they'll just blast it out to a whole bunch of podcasts. You don't pick individual podcasts. And it's great for brand awareness. Like if you're a big brand and you just need brand awareness, it's a good way to sort of add to that. But what is more effective and what's almost 90% of podcast ads are is host read ads. That's a host reading your ad. It's either a script or they're just free flowing, talking about your product or service and talking about their recommendation and their experience with it. And this is where you have a chance to really pick and choose who you work with, right? So you can do two things. You can either pick, you know, a bunch of shows and say, these are the shows that we want. We know our customers are on them. We want to be on these shows. Or you say, hey, you know what? Here's our demographic of our customer. Here's sort of the age, the gender, the backgrounds, their hobbies, what they like, what they don't like. What are the types of shows? Maybe they're lifestyle shows. Maybe they are sports shows. Maybe they are wellness shows. And so in that category, you may not necessarily want to choose particular shows. You just say, we want to work with this particular category. And you obviously have, you know, the demographics and the and those things are one thing. And then the other thing is just, you know, there are a bunch of shows that naturally align with your brand. And it's shows that maybe they've used your brand before. Maybe you haven't worked with them, but they're like, we love your deodorant or we love your coffee or whatever that might be, right? So finding those shows is actually going to increase your likelihood. Now, how you find them, there are kind of two ways. One is you can go and do a whole lot of work yourself, which I mean, maybe some people find that appealing, but most probably won't. Or you can work with a platform like ours to where you come to us and we help through our platform, through our tech and through our vetting process to find those exact shows that are a great fit and great have a great alignment with your brand.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because it's, you'd automatically think, like, if you're selling yoga mats, okay, yoga podcasts. But actually, you should look wider than that, you know, mindfulness or women's issues or whatever it might be that you find actually has that resonance with your audience. So it's like the obvious, but then the not quite so obvious as well.
Yeah. And also actually even beyond that, you know, for example, true crime shows do really well with female audiences. Like majority of the listeners are women and they're episodic. So you really are, you know, there's like, I don't know, like a 10 episode mini series and you know, the listeners are going to listen to every single episode because it's a developing story. And so we've seen we work with a big wellness brand, for example, called Happy Mammoth. And they were first a little skeptical about the true crime shows when we recommended. We're like, you know, and they're like, what? Like no obvious alignment, but they've done really well on true crime shows. And it became one of their top performing categories.
Kind of mad, isn't it? But you do have to do the testing, don't you? And you likened podcast advertising to being like influencer advertising with the host read ads. we've seen in influencer marketing that there's been a shift from, I want a Kardashian, give me millions of followers, down to, you know, kind of nano influencers, micro influencers, these much smaller ones. Is that the same with podcasting? We don't want to go after the big shows necessarily. We want to go after smaller shows. Is that similar?
Yes, it's very similar. And I think it also comes down to budgets, right? For you to be on the top show, like for example, you know, in America, the top, well, actually, this is globally, the top show listened to by women is a show called Call Her Daddy. And, you know, you have to have a really hefty budget for you to be on that show. But you have, you know, 50 other shows that are similar, that are with much smaller audiences, but similar vibe, similar listeners, you know, similar type of audience. So makes more sense for you to go and engage with those listeners. So yeah, the trend is very similar.
And once we've identified the podcast we want to go on and we've done, you know, done the outreach or used a company like Red Circle to streamline that whole process for us, how do we go about making sure the ad is good? Obviously, the host is going to be the one reading it. So like I get given a script for a lot of our ads, I get given a script. I have to read out the script. Some of them I can tell are good. Some of them I can tell are bad. but you're, as the host, you're a little bit at the mercy of the, or you're very at the mercy of the sponsor. So how do you, as the advertiser, make the most of that opportunity?
Okay, I'll give you an insider tip. And some advertisers find this a little controversial, but I will say forget the script. Do not give the script. Give bullet points and questions. The best way to do it is give the host 5 questions. For example, what was your last travel experience? Talk about that to your listeners. Secondly, what did you find appealing about our travel service, booking, whatever, right? Like thirdly, when you used it, what was surprising about it? And have the host talk about that. Do not have them read a script because everybody can tell you read a script. Some people, some hosts can get away with that. If you're maybe a little bit more famous, maybe if you're a comedian, they do like really good ad reads when they riff on the script and it sounds funny even if they're just reading a boring script. But for most host read ads, if you let the host to authentically talk about your product or service, you will get a better result. I kind of understand why some, you know, marketeers might just feel a little uncomfortable letting somebody talk about their product. But at the same time, if you know you have a good product, you are ready to go out there for people to talk about it, let them talk about it in their own language. That's really the best advice that I can give. And then secondly, of course, you want to give them maybe something special, right? So if you sign up, you know, you get a discount or you get something, or you get free shipping or you get something additional on top of it, you know, if you go in and do it now. So that's kind of like a good CTA is also important. But yeah, I just say riffing on the script is probably the biggest indicator of success.
I like it. Tell them what to talk about, but don't tell them what to say.
Exactly. Perfect.
Cool. So the other key thing is, I would assume for most of our audience, if they're going to trial podcast advertising, they're going to be taking budget away from Meta or Google ads or TikTok ads, which are heavily trackable. I mean, we could have many hours of debate about the attribution that goes on those platforms. We have had many hours about the debate on the attribution. Let's not go down that rabbit hole. But they are looking for that trackability. So how do we track and measure podcast ad performance in a way that gives us, you know, the data we need to go, yes, this has worked, let's roll it out further?
Attribution pixel. So that's the way that today we track performance. So basically it's a pixel that, you know, we install in the RSS feed of each of the podcasters that you work with. And then there's a little tag that you install on your website and we're able to batch IP addresses. So we'll be able to tell, and I say we, and by we, I mean the industry. This is standard practice. There are tons of companies that do this. We work with all of them. So we work with these third parties that do that. And it's a great way to be able to tell exactly how many listeners from each of the podcasts have, you know, gone to the website or whatever the CTA has been. I mean, obviously, as, you know, the marketeers, your listeners also know this, that, you know, your customer will have to, it's not that they hear the ad once, they'll go and they'll buy, right? They need multiple touch points and they'll need to, you know, they need the frequency and all of that. And, you know, you pointed out, and yeah, let's not go into the rabbit hole of sort of the social media tracking, but I will say and kind of just remind that obviously, for example, Meta gets just a disproportionate amount of attribution for purchases that actually they were just the last click for. So that is obviously something that we, you know, can't control, which is why I always encourage, you know, the brands when you do podcast advertising campaigns. Yes, the end goal is always to move product, right? It's the purchases and the end goal is that. But the first thing you should be tracking is site visits, right? So how many or whatever your CTA is, that if it is, hey, go to the website and check us out, track those, right? Track the QDVs, like qualified digital visits from the podcast, because that's your first indication of, hey, they were interested enough to go to the website. Whether that website converts is actually out of podcasters' hand. It's on you and on your company. Whether or not you also run other ads on Instagram and Facebook or Google or wherever that they're going to be seeing, and maybe they're going to click eventually on them too. But you want to see how many of those listeners actually went to the website, because that basically means they're interested. Those are your qualified leads that you then have to close, and that's on you. But what the podcaster does is really bring you the qualified, sort of ready to buy audience.
Excellent. And one thing obviously this is September. We are chatting in September. Peak is very, very close now. What's the lead time on making this happen? If someone listens to this the day it goes out and is thinking, yes, we should divert some of our Facebook ad budget to this year, how quickly could they get a campaign? We're going to run as fast as we can, but in, you know, doing it right. What's the lead time from decision to test to actually going live? And to add another one in, what's a kind of reasonable minimum budget?
Great questions. So I think if you've actually decided that you want to, you know, run a podcast advertising campaign, I would say a couple of weeks is a reasonable time for people not to try to, you know, run as fast as you can, as you said. A couple of weeks, perfectly fine. We can do as quickly as 72 hours in terms of turnaround, depending on the host availability. So if you do want, if there is, you know, you last minute, you're like, oh my God, you know, like Black Friday is here and we want to run, you know, a campaign and we didn't think about this, we can make it happen, but it's subject to obviously inventory and availability. But I would say if you want to move quickly, a couple of weeks, no problem, should be able to do a campaign. And I would actually recommend not to drag it out too much, because there are some, you know, companies that come to us and they're like, we'd love to do this. And then 3 months later, they're like, great, we're ready to do this. And we're like, well, now the shows that you originally wanted to book, now somebody else booked them. So now we have to do kind of redo a little bit and rethink which shows and so on. So I think also be mindful for your own benefit. In terms of the budgets, so no, podcast advertising is more expensive than, you know, Facebook or Instagram or whatnot, those like $5 clicks and whatever. Definitely yes. But I would say if you're serious about running a proper campaign, if you have $20,000 to $25,000, we'll do a wonderful campaign. If you have less, we've done it with less. Like if you have $10,000, you want to try something out, we can. But I'm gonna be honest, like you might be better off just waiting a little bit until you have that $20,000, $25,000, $30,000. I'm talking about US dollars, so whatever it is
in pounds, it is fine.
I can't think about it right now. But anyway, but my point is, like, if you have too little, I know that there are so many, you know, networks and agencies that will take your money and be like, yeah, we can do it with 5,000. Like, it doesn't matter. Yeah, you can do it, but you're probably not going to see the ROI, only because you'd have to pick and guess and be right about those three shows that you book. Like you'll have to nail them, and you can, it can happen, you know, but most often it doesn't. You want to book, let's say you start with 15 shows, right? What you want to do is you want to say, I want to run a 3 month campaign with 15 shows that, you know, are selected based on what the audience and alignment, all of that. Then top 30%, so let's say five shows, are going to perform phenomenal. You're going to be like, great, these are amazing. We're going to double down. We're going to put more budget. We're going to keep running them. Bottom 30%, right, may not perform that well, right? You're like, oh, yeah, these were maybe not a great fit. You drop those. You replace them with five new shows, right? So you're kind of keeping the budget, but you're replacing the bottom five. And then the ones in the middle, you're like, yeah, these are okay. Maybe let's give them another chance. You can maybe tweak the ad read a little bit. Maybe you can work with the host to say, hey, do you have also a newsletter? Or maybe you have a YouTube podcast where, you know, we can be on there too. Or maybe you have a social media presence. Let's work on that. And this is basically how you built that campaign, is you have a rotation of X amount of shows. And with, you know, a budget, with a decent budget, you'll be able to have enough shows to where you can test. And eventually you'll get to the point where you found your ideal bundle and you'll keep running with that bundle. And if those shows are shows that grow their audience, you can keep running them. I mean, there are big shows that grow their audience that have worked with certain brands for years, and they're still not saturated, that particular podcast, because they grow so fast. You constantly have new listeners. And then obviously for the shows that maybe grow a little slower, you might work with them for, you know, 12 months, 18 months. And then you say, hey, okay, now the performance is going a little bit down. Let's swap to some of the new shows that are up and coming and that have started to grow and put more budgets on that. But it's really, I recommend you to think about podcast advertising as an ongoing effort. You know, think about it as, let's say Q4 this year, you run your first campaign. And actually Q4 is great for, you know, podcast advertising campaigns. Obviously, there's a lot of holidays. There's a lot of, you know, interesting, you know, Black Fridays and Cyber Mondays and Christmas and all that. So you may want to start there and then commit to it for 2026. Say, this is a year when we're going to test out and see and find that combination. Because we do have some brands that come and say, yeah, we like, yeah, spent $10,000. We ran like on five podcasts. They didn't really work for us. So podcast advertising isn't for us. No, I just think that you didn't do it right. And so, you know, give it a little chance to really show what it can do for you. But again, you have to be methodical about it and strategic about it. Don't just throw money and be like, let's see what happens. Be strategic about it, but also commit to it for a little while.
And of course, Q4 peak season is a great time to test new advertising channels because consumer propensity to buy is so much higher. You'll learn more in those 3 months than you'll learn in the first 6 months of 2026. So it's a great time to be testing it. Anna, thank you so much for all your advice on podcast advertising. It's been great picking your brains about all of that. Listeners, make sure you stay tuned right to the end so you don't miss out on Anna's insider tips on the things you need to know before Q4 and my suggestion for more free resources to help you improve things even further in your business. Right now, you're going to hear some ads. Enjoy. Are you ready to try TikTok ads? Success on TikTok comes from embracing all the opportunities the platform's ecosystem provides. Organic brand posts, live streaming, affiliates and creators, TikTok shop, and of course, the advertising platform. So, are you ready to try TikTok ads? Now is the perfect time to get your TikTok ads up and running. Available in more than 150 markets in 75 languages, no video app is on more mobile devices worldwide. And get this, of TikTok's millions of users, 1 in 4 can't be found on any other platform. Don't start with TikTok ads without checking the latest new advertiser deal. Find it at keepopt.com/TikTok ads. That's keepopt.com/TikTok ads. TikTok ads. All one word. I'd love to hear how you get on.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Okay, Anna, so far we've gone deep into podcast advertising. Now you get to wow us with your insider knowledge about the whole of things you need to know before Q4. So for the following questions, your answer can be anything to do with that, which of course includes everything there is to know about podcast advertising. So Anna, are you ready for the insider tips?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay, let's start with newbie advice. If we've inspired someone to take their first step, what do they need to know to give themselves the best chance of success?
So I'd say the prerequisite for the first step is understand where podcast advertising fits into your marketing mix. What are you currently doing, and are you looking to add brand awareness, or are you looking to do more direct response performance-based channels? So just to understand where podcast advertising would fit in. And then in terms of the first step, I think it's really important for you to understand where your customers are. What are they listening to? I think it's really hard to make a decision unless you really see what those shows are, where your customers are. So really going out there and finding out what would be the shows that would potentially be a great fit. Maybe you have a very niche product. Maybe there's only 10 shows that are out there, or maybe there's 200. What type of shows? Where is your customer? And you can do that either yourself through doing some Googling and research, or you can, for example, speak with us and we'll help you identify what that first campaign could look like.
Nice. Okay, once you've started, of course, you've got to keep optimizing. So what's your favorite way to improve performance?
I would go back to what we talked about, a rotating campaign, right? So you have a certain amount of shows, you've got 15 shows, you take top 30%, double down on that, you take bottom 30, you drop them and change them. And then you get the middle, whatever that is, 40%, and you'll tweak those ad reads, those campaigns a little bit. And I think that's really the best way to eventually get to a place where you have a fully optimized campaign that is performing. And what does performance mean? Just as a reminder, I suggest that you look at performance as conversion to site visits. How many listeners from each podcast visit your site so they were interested enough to take action? And then eventually, together with your other marketing and advertising initiatives, they will lead to purchases.
Very cool. If someone listening wants to learn more, is there a cheap or free resource you would recommend?
Yeah, I mean, candidly, there's obviously, you know, if you go Google podcast advertising, you will have a million different resources. And I'm not even going to pretend that there's like one that's better than the other. There's tons. Selfishly, I will say you can go to redcircle.com and you can find there's an advertiser sector there. We have a blog. You can do that. But we also offer a free session, a 20-minute session that we can tailor to you. So whether you are one marketeer from one company, or maybe you have a marketing community and you got like a bunch of people that just want to understand podcast advertising, we can tailor a 20-minute presentation with a 10-minute Q&A that just helps you understand. This is not a sales pitch from us. There's no strings attached, nothing. It's just a way for you to understand what is this, so you don't have to go through those thousands of blog posts on you know, that you find on Google. You can just listen to 20 minutes and ask the questions and then go back and figure out if that is something for you.
I love that, because it's one of those areas where you can spend a lot of time reading content that's not actually relevant to you.
Yeah.
You know, like you end up reading a load of, like in the world of Google, you might read a load of blogs about lead gen using Google Ads, which is not what you want. If you're an e-commerce brand, you want to know Google Shopping campaigns, Performance Max, etc. And it's exactly the same thing in the world of podcast advertising. But if you're coming into it cold, you don't know how to filter that content. So that session, gold dust, everybody.
You can book that through me. So if you reach out, just let me know that you've listened to the podcast and we'll book you a session.
Very cool. And finally, crystal ball time. What's coming up in the next 6 to 12 months we should be getting ready for?
I love this question because so much is happening in the world of podcast advertising right now, as we discussed. I would say probably three things to just kind of keep your eye on. Host read ads, because they are, you know, delivered dynamically, so you are able to insert and take out host read ads the same way you do programmatic ads, it is increasing personalization. So there's going to be more personalized content, more personalized ads. It basically gives you an opportunity to scale authenticity, scale in a very, very authentic way. And I think we're going to see a lot of really creative ways for brands to do that with podcasts through host read ads. So I would keep an eye out on that and kind of pick ideas and thoughts and inspiration from that. Second, video and audio omnichannel sponsorships. So, you know, 77% of listeners, of our podcast listeners, actually alternate between video and audio. And so a lot of the brands these days are looking for campaigns that are kind of bundling the audio and video together. I think we're increasingly going to see that. We can also help with that. That's something that we do too. So I would say that that's going to be a big trend. And then thirdly, you know, we talked about attribution. And the fact that we now have more mature tools to actually, you know, measure ROI and attribution, it's going to help companies to reallocate their budgets more to podcasting. And, you know, for any listeners that, you know, may need to go up out there and convince their boss or their team or their management why we should do this, it's going to become easier. I mean, it's already much easier than it was, you know, 5 years ago, but those attribution tools are going to enable for better measurement and thus a better way to justify spending budgets on podcast advertising.
Love it. Three awesome bits there. Thank you so much, Anna. We are nearly at the end of the show. So could you please let the listeners know a little bit more about Red Circle and you and how they can get in contact?
Yes. So we are at redcircle.com, where you can go and find an advertiser tab. You find everything that we do for the advertisers. So you can sign up. You can reach out to anybody in the team, including me. We also are on LinkedIn. You can find us with Red Circle. You can find me on LinkedIn or Instagram with Anna Ratala. And I always love hearing from people. So if you have any questions, reach out to me. If you want to reach out, send me a LinkedIn contact request. Just mention that you've listened to the podcast, so I have a bit of a context. But would love to answer any questions. And like I've said, you know, earlier in this episode, you know, our goal is not to try to, you know, pitch you something or sell you something. We'd really love to help you understand what podcast advertising is and whether or not it is for you. That's sort of up to you to decide after you have all the information. So if you have any questions, just reach out.
Now, you already mentioned the 20-minute presentation plus 10-minute Q&A that the listeners can get in contact with if they want to help them and their teams understand this opportunity a bit more. But I believe you've also got a very special offer for listeners to the Keep Optimizing podcast as well.
Yes. So I mentioned that the first step for anybody that, you know, wants to dabble in podcast advertising is to understand which podcasts are a great fit. So what we can offer for your listeners is a free campaign plan. So we'll ask you a few questions and our team is going to help put together a campaign plan with the exact podcast, the budgets, the everything. So you have an idea. If you wanted to, for example, if you wanted to do a Q4 campaign, what could that potentially look like? Again, no strings attached. You don't have to go and buy it, but you can have it just so you know and you have a better idea where your customers are, what they're listening to, what type of content would they align and how much would that cost if you wanted to go ahead. So again, if you reach out and mention that you're a listener of Keep Optimizing, we will do this free of charge. This is typically a part of our managed services offer, but we're happy to do a complimentary campaign plan for all the listeners.
Very, very cool. Guys, if you are in the least bit thinking we should be diverting some of our budget to that right now, then you need to contact Anna and get that, because that is going to make your decision-making process so much easier. That's brilliant. Thank you so much, Anna, for being awesome on the podcast and for that brilliant offer to the listeners. We and they are going to really appreciate it. So thank you so much for being here. It's been lovely to catch up with you again.
Thank you, Chloe. This was a lot of fun.
So are you tempted by podcast advertising, giving it a really good test in peak season? I think it's worth exploring, everyone. And some brilliant offers there of free advice and help to help you understand it better and make the right decisions from Anna there too. I mean, obviously, this is something I know quite a lot about as someone who puts a lot of adverts out on their podcasts. She's so right about picking the right shows, committing to those shows, and then getting the brief for the read out ads right. It makes such a difference. And you may be thinking you can't optimize this kind of stuff, but as Anna outlined, there's so many ways you can optimize these performances. And it's not one to think of as a once and done now. It's one to evolve over time. or keep optimizing over time, should I say. You can get the links to those things we discussed, the full transcript of this episode, important notes and more at keepoptimizing.com. You can also use our special direct episode short links. Just put keepopt.com/the number of this episode into the URL bar and you'll be redirected straight to the correct page of the site. When you get to the website, please do add yourself to our email list. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Keep Optimizing podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode and you want to learn more immediately about podcast advertising, then check out episode 209 from last year, where I chatted with Tom Webster about podcast advertising, but from a slightly different angle. You can also find our full thread of things you need to know before peak by scrolling up your feed or use the short link keepopt.com/peak. Please do tell your fellow marketers about the show because I want to help as many of you as possible to improve the performance of your e-commerce marketing, especially in the coming months. Have a great week and make sure you listen to the next episode so I can help you to keep optimizing your marketing.
Access everything Keep Optimizing at keepoptimizing.com. That's with an S, not a Z.
Check out the latest TikTok ads, new advertiser deals. Find them at keepopt.com/TikTok ads. That's keepopt.com/TikTok ads.